This is Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the phone now I have Nina Arrowitz, Chief Executive Officer with Volunteer Ireland. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And thank you very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about National Volunteering Week, which is coming up next week, I believe it is. But first of all, will you tell the listeners a little bit about Volunteer Ireland?
Of course, yeah. Volunteer Ireland, we are the national organisation that promotes, supports and celebrates volunteering across Ireland. And we work very closely with a network of volunteer centres around the country, 21 of them, who provide a lot of the kind of on-the-ground support, linking people who want to volunteer with organisations that need volunteers.
And volunteers, the volunteers come from all parts of life and all parts of businesses. And tell us a little bit about the people who volunteer.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like telling you a bit about the people of Ireland, because everyone really in Ireland volunteers, and it's not there's not a particular profile of a volunteer in Ireland. About 1 million people volunteer each year in Ireland, so that's about a quarter of the population, and they come from all walks of life. I mean, people who are highly skilled in very busy jobs and manage to find time to volunteer, sometimes I wonder how, to people who might be unemployed, looking for work. Obviously, volunteering can be a great way into work. Young people who are straight out of university, looking to develop their skills, volunteer. A lot of young people volunteer. Older people who are retired, who have more time on their hands and a lot of skills and experience to give, volunteer. Parents volunteer a lot. I'm sure many people can relate with their children's sports and other clubs. So, I mean, the list goes on. A lot of people in Ireland volunteer, and like I said, from all walks of life.
And is it charities they volunteer for, or is it community organisations as well and lots of other organisations?
It's everything, really. Yeah. We have the National Database of Volunteering Opportunities, and on that we have about 8,000 organisations registered who post their volunteering opportunities on the database. And they can be registered charities, they can be community groups. The key thing really is that they are not-for-profit organisations.
Yeah, and I know there's a volunteer awards every year, which is a great thing. And I've spoken about it before. And I imagine there's some people out there who are volunteering and don't even realise that they are volunteers, like people who, you know, go to football matches and train kids and stay.
Absolutely,
with
them. Yeah. Sometimes we wonder if volunteering is the right word, because a lot of people they're just kind of helping out, and they might not consider it being a volunteer, and that's okay. Of course, the key thing is just how much people are doing for their community without being paid. And really, I mean, Ireland wouldn't exist the way we imagine it now without those volunteers. I mean, if you can imagine the uncut GAA pitches, the unmanned helplines for vulnerable people or empty youth clubs, I mean, all of that is, and so much more, depends on volunteers. In fact, we surveyed organizations earlier in the year, and 43% of them said they just couldn't survive without volunteers. That's how important volunteers are to organizations across the country.
And as we said, it's huge. And I interview a lot of helplines, in particular helplines, like Childline and Parentline and Women's Aid and stuff like that. And those organisations, as you said, could not survive without the volunteers. And there's training, a lot of training available to potential volunteers.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, organizations who do a good job involving volunteers provide a lot of training and support. And of course, depending on the role, it really requires it. If you're manning a helpline and speaking to a vulnerable child or adult, you really need to have training. On the other hand, some volunteer opportunities don't require much training at all. And, you know, they can be very flexible, very short term. It can be something very easy, like designing a card for a charity that needs a Christmas card or something like that. So it's all about proportionality for an organization in terms of how much training is required, if Garda vetting is required or not. And it doesn't have to be. Some can involve a lot of training, but some can also be very kind of simple and short off. There's a whole spectrum of different types of volunteering opportunities available out there.
And the organisations that you deal with, and do you find that they're still suffering from cutbacks and stuff like that, the recession?
Yeah, I mean, we do, of course, because we exist in the sector. We hear a lot about that from all our partner organizations and people we come into touch with. That it has had a huge impact. But of course, it's great now to see that unemployment is falling, and the economy is looking better. And now, what's interesting from a volunteering point of view with that is that what we saw when the recession hit between 2008 and 2009, the number of volunteers who registered in our database doubled. So a lot of people were who had, for example, been made redundant, looked at volunteering as a way to retain their skills and keep busy. But what will be interesting to see now as the economy is recovering is what impact that has on volunteering. So far, the numbers appear to be continuing to go up. But it's something we're keeping a close eye on. But the other interesting thing that's changed is that the nature of volunteering is changing a lot, and it has been for the past several years, and the recession might have had an impact on that as well. And one of the key things is that people are much more interested in doing skilled volunteering. And so during the recession, a lot of people might have used their skills to volunteer, and now that's kind of continuing, and more people want to put their skills to use or gain new skills through volunteering.
Now, you mentioned it's all changing, and I'm just reading here, technology has changed the way people volunteer as well, because there's volunteers now and they can work from home.
Yeah, well, the lingo we tend to use is virtual volunteering, which is becoming more and more popular. So, that's volunteering from a distance. It might be during the earlier in the year in relation to the centenary celebrations, there was a volunteering opportunity to transcribe handwritten letters and to digitize them. That was handwritten letters from 100 years ago. And that was something volunteers could do. You know, they could download the letter on their computer at home and just type it out so it'd become digitized. It was a really, really popular volunteering opportunity. But there's so many ways people use, especially with IT, for example, help with social media that can be done digitally, help with things like Google AdWords and increasing your profile on the internet. You can get volunteers to help with that digitally as well. And there are so many people out there with amazing skills that want to volunteer. And what we're trying to do is match them with organizations who need those types of volunteers.
Yeah, I'd say matching people with organizations can be a bit difficult sometimes, especially if there's training involved and people might be.
Yeah. It is kind of one might think that it's something that happens automatically, but it can take quite a lot of time. And the volunteer centers around the country do a huge amount of that day-to-day matching of the right people with the right role. Because, of course, if you're matched into a role that doesn't suit you or that doesn't suit the organization, you're not going to have a good experience and you might not go back to volunteering. So if we want to grow and develop volunteering, it's really important that it's a good experience for both parties. So putting that effort into the matching is critical, and like I said, we spend a lot of time doing just that.
Yeah, well, part of your job is to promote the value of volunteering and increase the range and quality of volunteering in Ireland, and that brings us into National Volunteering Week. So tell us about the Volunteering Week. Is this all about promoting volunteering?
Yeah, it's funny actually, we call it National Volunteering Week instead of National Volunteer Week, because it's all about volunteering. It's all about encouraging people to actually go out and volunteer. It's also about celebrating volunteering and raising the profile of volunteering, but really it's about highlighting the fact that on the database on any given day, you've got about 3,000 volunteer opportunities out there. There's so much variety. There's something for everyone. And a lot of people we find think about volunteering and think it's something they might want to do. And a lot of the time it's that initial kind of impetus to actually give it a try and see what's out there. And that's what we're trying to highlight with National Volunteering Week, is to encourage people to do that.
And the volunteers, are these people who have to have a lot of time on their hands, or
not at all. I mean, you can have volunteering opportunities that are full-time, which obviously require a lot of time, and you can have volunteer opportunities that take almost no time at all. There's something called micro-volunteering, too, which might just take 5 minutes to do. So, many volunteer opportunities require a certain commitment, a day a week or a day a month, but then there's also volunteer opportunities that are just a one-off. Might be a one-off beach cleanup, for example, and you do that one time and that's it. So there's so much out there, and what we're finding is there's there's a lot of variety of volunteer opportunities on our database, but we want to create even more types of roles on the database so that everything anybody could possibly look for is available. So a lot of the work we're doing during this National Volunteering Week in 2016 is actually workshops with organizations who involve volunteers to help them kind of think outside the box about how they could engage volunteers in new ways. So they might have used volunteers and engaged volunteers in a certain way for a long time, but they might not have thought about skilled volunteers helping with their business plan or with their IT, or they might not have thought about really short-term, easy kind of micro-volunteering opportunities. So we're trying to help organizations think outside the box so that when individuals go to our database and look for volunteer opportunities, they're even more likely to find what it is they're looking for.
And I'm just looking here. Some of the organisations include Citywise Education, Coder Dojo, and Food Cloud. Now, I've interviewed people about Coder Dojo and Food Cloud, and they're both fantastic organisations.
They're brilliant organisations, yeah.
And the Coder Dojo, that they're looking for parents to take part in that, I know.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of people do get involved with volunteering through being parents and through their kids' interests. But it's funny, then you also hear a lot of people saying that that's how they started, and now their kids are grown up and, you know, have left home and they're long gone, and they're still doing the same volunteer role that they might have got involved in years ago because they got so engaged in it, and because, you know, it became more than just about their child, it became about the actual cause. So you see a lot that's kind of an entryway to volunteering through your children that often leads to more.
So, National Volunteering Week, it's next week, May 16th to the 22nd, and this is going on all over the country, is it?
It is, yeah. So through our network of the volunteer centres, and we have volunteering information services as well, pretty much in almost every county around the country, there'll be local events going on, there'll be workshops for organisations, and of course there'll be opportunities to volunteer. And what I'd encourage anyone to do, if you're interested in volunteering, is the easiest thing to do is go to the website volunteer.ie and just have a look at the database. You can search it for the where you're located, the cause you're interested in, and the type of activity you want to do, and you can just have a look at what's available locally. And if you're a bit unsure still, you can call your local volunteer center and they can provide a lot more support and have a chat to you about exactly what's out there and what might suit you.
And the telephone numbers for the volunteer centers, would that be on volunteer.ie?
Yeah, it's probably easiest to find them on volunteer.ie. You can find them there. There's a list of all of them and their telephone numbers and emails.
Okay. Now, they can go onto that website and all the information will be there. And would you encourage people from all walks of life to look into this, and they might surprise themselves?
Of course, absolutely. Yeah, like I said, there really is something for everyone in volunteering. And you mentioned our awards, and there we have nominees from around the country, and we have 30 shortlisted nominees. And one of my favorite things about that event personally is that you meet volunteers from all walks of life, you know, from all walks of life. And you realize that it's kind of an equalizer amongst all of us, in that you get people from all kinds of backgrounds, with all kinds of challenges of their own, with all kinds of things going on in their lives. They're usually the kind of people who make you feel a bit inadequate yourself, because you wonder how they can do everything they do and volunteer. But you really realize how diverse the kind of army of volunteers that we have is.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what it was last year, but I interviewed a winner of the Volunteer Awards, and he was involved. Was it Swords? Tidy Towns, I think.
Yes,
it was.
Yes, exactly. That would have been last year. He was a brilliant winner. And he was such a worthy winner. And I remember he and I were on with you at the same time last December.
That's right, yeah. And he's a fantastic personality and very, very happy. And I mentioned at the time that volunteering, I say it's very fulfilling for volunteers.
It is. Oh, God, yeah. And when we ask volunteers, did a survey of volunteers as well recently, and 63% of them said that their mental health had improved after volunteering, and 65% felt that their employability and skills had increased after volunteering. And that's just kind of a taster of all the benefits that people listed. So you get a lot out of it. When we ask volunteers why they volunteer, they tend to say it's because they want to make the world a better place, or they want to help in their local community. So it's very altruistic motivations, but there's nothing wrong with also getting something out of it yourself. You might have an improved mental health or physical health. You might gain new skills. You might make new friends. You might feel more connected to your local community, which is what a lot of people say, that they just feel like they're more connected where they live, and especially now that people are more transient and might not live in the same place for decades. That has a huge added benefit too. So you get a lot out of it, and there's nothing wrong with that. We're not saying it has to be purely altruistic. There's nothing wrong with getting a lot out of it yourself as well.
Yes, and I'd say it's to build up your confidence as well, and it's, and in certain cases, be something to put on a CV.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There was a survey that LinkedIn did last year of hiring managers around the world, and 40% of them said that they consider volunteer experience of equal value to paid experience, which is just amazing. We also saw ourselves that when we surveyed organizations who'd involve volunteers, a very high percentage of them, I think it was around 35%, said that they'd hired somebody who had volunteered with them. So a lot of the time when you volunteer with an organization, it's not uncommon for that to lead to paid employment either.
It's fantastic. It's a fantastic organization. And I'm just looking here, there's Volunteer Ireland, and then there's local networks of 21 volunteer centres and 6 volunteering information services. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So that's nearly one.
Yeah, we call ourselves the kind of family of a volunteering infrastructure. And between us, so we work kind of on a national level. The volunteer centres, like I said, are locally in each county and do a lot of the face-to-face work. And volunteering information services are basically like small volunteer centres who are kind of growing into becoming volunteer centres. So they do the same thing, just on a slightly smaller scale. So it's a great network, and there really is a lot of support out there. And I think many people probably don't know, if they're thinking about volunteering, they might just intuitively start thinking of big organizations they've heard of and just maybe call them and say, hey, can I volunteer with you? And that's fine. You know, a lot of people find volunteering opportunities that way. But if you need a bit of extra support, or if you want help, or if you want to talk to someone, there's a lot of support available out there. And that's what our job is. That's what we're here to do. So take advantage of it and get in touch with us, and we'll try to help you and find a good volunteer opportunity for you.
Yeah, so it's, everybody's a winner. You're helping your local community or a certain organization, and you're also gaining experience and building up confidence and stuff like that.
And the nice thing as well with this network that we have and what we do is that we post volunteer opportunities with all organizations, no matter what the size. So that means also smaller, really small community organizations that might not have paid staff and might not have a very high profile. Without us, they might not get a lot of volunteers coming to them, because we all, when we think of homelessness, we all think of a handful of really high-profile charities we've all heard of, so we might call them. But what our database does is allows these smaller organizations, community-based organizations, volunteer-led organizations with very few resources to have a kind of equal shot at getting volunteers, which are so valuable to the organizations. So it's also a nice way of kind of seeing, making sure that everybody, all organizations who need and depend on volunteers, get their name out there and get a chance to recruit volunteers.
And we can't stress enough the importance of volunteers for an awful lot of organizations out there.
No, exactly. No, like I said, it's 53% of them told us that they couldn't survive. So not just that they're important or valuable, but they could not survive without volunteers.
Okay, Nina, before we go, is there anything now you'd like to add? Is there any things coming up besides Volunteering Week?
We have the awards coming up towards the end of the year in December. So in a few months' time, we'll be asking for nominations. So if you're listening to this and you know someone who really deserves a nomination and recognition for the work that they do as a volunteer, nominate them. Every nominee gets a thank you card, and then we have 30 shortlisted of nominees who get invited to a lovely ceremony, and then winners and an overall Volunteer of the Year winner. So that's definitely something to keep in mind if you know a great volunteer. If you work for an organization that engages volunteers, I'd really encourage you to get in touch with us or your local volunteer center and see what events are happening next week during National Volunteering Week. And especially if you want our help and guidance to help you think about new ways to engage volunteers and kind of thinking outside the box about new volunteer roles, we'd love to help you with that. And I guess just a general message in general around volunteering is, of course, it's great if you volunteer next week during National Volunteering Week, but you can volunteer all year. You can volunteer any time of day, any time of the week. You can find something that suits you. And really, volunteering, it's quite fun. You know, I don't want it to be perceived as, you know, this tough task to do something good, but it's actually also really rewarding and really fun and a really enjoyable thing to do. So I'd encourage anyone who isn't already volunteering to have a look at the database on volunteer.ie.
Yes, and it's a social thing as well. You're going to make new friends and meet wonderful people. And
exactly, yeah. We find a very high percentage of volunteers, new volunteers that we recruit, are from our recent arrivals to the country. So they might be students, they might be refugees, asylum seekers, migrants, and of course it's a great way to meet Irish people, to learn better English, to integrate into the community. So it can be a really, really positive experience for everyone.
We'll talk again coming up towards the awards, that's towards the end of the year.
Fantastic. So listen, I look forward to it already.
Listen, Nina, thanks very much for taking me call. It's always great talking to you.
Great talking to you too, and thank you so much, and have a great National Volunteering Week.
We will indeed.
Your alternative across North East Dublin, 90.3. This is Near FM.